Now, what were you saying? You call that stuff like the scissors under the bed and all that stuff. You call that what?
Oh, that is like they use to cut off nightmares, keep you from having nightmares. Put some scissors under your pillow or clean your mattress.
But what do people nowadays call that kind of stuff?
Poison. Yeah, that's way back yonder stuff. They use that in slavery times.
Poison. And tell me some other things like that. Other ways to. You saying when you went to live with that doctor, when you took care of that doctor's four daughters?
Oh, those are four daughters I had to take care of. Yeah, when I was first went there, began to get fall, I had them to buy them. I said,
you
get me some of Ben Gates, Rick said, well now I use all such as that.
I'm saying,
they gonna call that poison. I said, but I'm old fashioned and you know it. I said, hey, you getting what I tell you? So she did. And that's while I was there, the children come down with a cold, I'd get that bend in the gate. Read that little chest. And that baby was so little that, see, we had to put it on it when it goes sleep at night. But it still could inhale it up his little nose while it was sleeping. It helped keep his nose open.
How did it make your hands feel?
Oh, they're just easy. It's not too greasy. I got a tube of it in there. I keep it. I keep it. This is a old time. Back in those days, they didn't use doctors so much. They used home remedies.
Tell me some other home remedies.
Well, those are. They're all the home remedies that I knew, but I know they were good, and I still carry them on today. Now, when I get a cold, I goes to work with Ben Gay, Vicks Air. I make me some hot lemon tea, put sugar in it, and man, and drink a cup of it just hot as you can bear. Well, that stimulates you.
Oh, it does?
Drink that when you get ready to go into bed, and drink that just hot as you can bear. Get in there and cover up. If you got any fever, it's going to sweat it out of you.
Did you ever go to bed in bed and then wake up the next morning on the floor?
I have fell out to bed, yes. Get to sleep and you fall out to bed.
Well, you know, you would tell me, what about things like fingernails? Did you ever hear of using fingernails for anything?
No. Because we didn't last around too long. Well, we were going to school, you had to keep them fingernails clean. They couldn't grow long. You had to comb your hair every day. Because if you went there with it not combed, the teacher gonna put you up in a chair and have some of the larger girls comb it. Put you right in front of your class.
Do you use a comb now, or do you use a, what do you call that other thing?
Brush.
What do you do with a brush?
Brush your hair, make it lay down. Uh-huh.
Well, did you ever hear somebody like taking somebody's fingernails after they cut them, you know, and doing something with them?
No, I haven't.
Like, to make that person feel bad or something?
Mm-mm.
Well, is there any way, like, you know, that people in the country or in town, either one,